You may have heard the quote, "As a man thinketh, so is he." This is a quote from the Bible, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. And this Bible verse is usually misquoted, just like I did just now. When this Bible verse is misquoted, it leads people to conclusions and beliefs that have the feel of sound wisdom, but they are in truth weak and ineffective. Hello, welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach. The Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset, because it is your mindset that determines your success, whatever you do, running or in life. And you can develop a strong mindset. It is a skill you can learn. As a man thinketh, so is he. Motivational speakers say this. Self-help gurus say this. Mindset coaches, which is what I am, mindset coaches say this as well. This quote from the Bible that is misquoted. As a man thinketh, so is he. This is a common theme in mindset circles, motivational speakers, life coaches. A common theme is that your intellect, your thoughts, regulate who you are and what kind of life you have. And they use this quote from the Bible, as a man thinketh, so is he, to kind of support their conclusions. And I want to say that this idea is not false, but it isn't totally true either. This misquote of a true statement that is in the Bible, the way that it is said, as a man thinketh, so is he, is a misquoted statement that's in the Bible. The original quote is true. Before I get to the actual truth of what is Proverbs 23, verse 7, I want to talk about the common use of this statement, as a man thinketh, so is he. The reason that it is not totally true is that we think that who we are is what we think. I'll say that again, because that's a little confusing. We think that who we are is what we think. Maybe a clearer way to say this is that the thoughts we think make us who we are. I blame Rene Descartes for this. Now, if you've never heard of Rene Descartes, in college I had to take a class called Western Civilization. In the University of Kansas, Western Civilization was something that all of us were required to take to kind of get us to understand some of the things, some of the ideas that created the Western civilization, the civilization we're looking, the place we're living. The ideas of our society come from people like Rene Descartes. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what year he was alive, but he was one of the philosophers in the Enlightenment, in the Renaissance, if I remember right. He was a philosopher who was looking for truth that was truth and something that was beyond any shadow of doubt. He was questioning everything. I can kind of identify with him. I tend to question things as well, which is kind of what I'm doing here. I'm questioning Rene Descartes and his truth that is beyond the shadow of a doubt. He came up with this thing that you've probably heard as well. I think, therefore I am. He's famous for saying this. In fact, I know a joke that is based on this, but I won't tell it here because everyone kind of rolls their eyes when I do. Rene Descartes came up with this phrase, and this was the basis for his unshakable truth. I think, therefore I am. And so Descartes and his cronies changed the world. Like I said, in college we study Western civilization. They have influenced history all through history up until now. And what Descartes and his cronies did wasn't necessarily a bad thing. But one of the results that from their philosophizing, is that a word? Philosophizing? Well, I'm going to make it a word. One result from their philosophizing is that the idea that your intellect and your ability to think is what makes you who you are. I think, therefore I am. That statement turns into my thoughts, my intellect, determine who I am. Now, our education system falls into this as well. Our education system is supposed to teach you how to think. In fact, I'm very fortunate that I had a lot of teachers who taught me and guided me how to think. Some of the things that I've heard about the education system now, I'm wondering whether they've moved on to teaching people what to think. But that's a subject for another time, and maybe not even for this channel. But teaching people how to think is what education's. That's what we learned in school. That's what we're supposed to learn in school, how to think. And the smartest people, the people who think the best, they get rewarded. You get an A on the paper. The teacher calls on you. You're despised by all the other people because you're so smart. Hopefully that's not the case, but that often happens. The smartest people are the ones that are rewarded, and they're rewarded all the way through society. The smartest people are supposed to be the ones who are leading us and who are titans of industry. They're managers and owners, the CEOs, the CFOs, all of those smart people. I have nothing against being smart. I'm talking about the fact that our education system elevates intellectual prowess. Those are the people that are admired. We try to be that way. Not necessarily even wrong with it. If you're average or below average as far as being able to think, your future is not so bright. And so we take this into the life coaching, motivational speaker, self-help gurus. They say, change your life, change your thoughts. The things that you think determine who you are. And so if you don't like who you are, you have to change the way you think. They have books about it. Think and Grow Rich, Power of Positive Thinking, Scads Moore. Motivational speakers reference this. And again, I'm just quoting the Bible that started this. As a man thinks, so is he. Mindset coaches, we talk about change your thoughts, change your life. Remember what I said, this idea is not false. It's just not completely true. And you may be saying, Eric, you're a mindset coach. You're just undermining everything that you're talking about. Because if you're going to be a mindset coach, what are you saying? That what you think doesn't matter? Well, I told you I was going to get back to the misquote of Proverbs 27:3. The answer is what it actually says. The real quote from the Bible, Proverbs 27:3, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That in his heart is left out. Most of the time people talk about this. It's just our thoughts and the in his heart. Let's get to what that means. There's a difference between thinking in your head and thinking in your heart. The Hebrew word that is here, which of course the original, what the Proverbs was written in the Hebrew language, the Hebrew word is better translated as soul. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Hebrew word, but I've looked this up, and so the soul, and so how you think in your soul, which is your whole being, not just your intellect, which is where this departs from being not completely true. It's partly true. Your intellect is part of your soul, but your soul is more than just your intellect. And so if you're trying to change your life by just your intellect, your conscious thoughts, that's not who you are. Who you are is contained in your soul, which is made up of not just your intellect, but your emotions and your will or your drive, that thing inside of you that pushes you toward what you want to accomplish. Your intellect, your emotions, and your will, that is your soul. See, who you are doesn't come from your intellect, your conscious thoughts. Who you are comes from your soul. And your conscious thoughts are only one third of that. And so the quote, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's not just what you think with your mind, with your brain. It's not just the thoughts in your head. It's the thoughts in your soul, the rest of you, your emotions and your will, your drive, your determination. These make up the rest of your soul. In psychological terms, the soul is the same thing as psychologists use to talk about the mind. The mind is the complete person of who you are, your emotions, your thoughts, and your will, your drive. And if you focus just on your conscious thoughts to change your life, you're outnumbered. I mean, your conscious thoughts are only part of that. Unless your emotions and your will, or otherwise known as your subconscious, if those things are not on board with the thoughts you're thinking, you're stuck. You may have run into this. Positive affirmations, gratitude journals, and you're writing goals, if you're only doing that with just the thoughts in your head and not in your heart, you're just like trying to steer a yacht by just holding an oar out in the water in your hand. If you really want to transform your life, your soul has to be aligned with your goals. Your goals can come from the thoughts in your head, but you have to think and attack them and go after them with your heart and soul. That's who you are. The good news is that those thoughts are not set in stone. You get to choose the thoughts you think in your heart, but it's different than the thoughts you think in your head. You'll never change your life if you only rely on the thoughts in your head. As a mindset coach, what I do is I help clients do this to become the person they want to be by aligning the thoughts in your head with the thoughts in your heart, the thoughts in your soul. If I can help you, message me here at MindsetPodcast.run. You can find me on Instagram at Eric Dieter. Be glad to help you align the thoughts in your head with the thoughts in your soul. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.